Beautiful weight loss and fitness, or the best New Year's resolution. Right about this time of the year, everybody is preparing for gym. But gym is more challenging than doing it right by going hiking and camping. Do not expect that you just add gym to your life and get a fit body out of it. You also have to remove things, your stressful job, kitchen appliances for junk food, and busy schedules. Yes, it is impossible, but no, you will have to reorder your life anyway, because a healthy lifestyle comes first. That is how you show your loved ones that you care about them and that they can trust you to be around for a long time. Obesity, overeating, overwork, stress, preventable diseases all add up to shorten your lifespan. Your kids notice this. While all the great things you do are awesome, your kids also need you to be around for 90 years, not 45. Hence, healthy lifestyle must come first. Every person in this world extends themselves, but you have to go back. Oh, you may think to yourself that it's too late because of the choices you have made, and now you are blocked off and can only live 45 years and not 90. But that is, of course, a mistake. I said that out loud so that you don't have to think about it too much. You deserve to live your full life. No illnesses, certainly not preventable ones. If it's poverty that you are worried about, consider that you are poor on purpose, due to incompetent politics. The people who put you in this debt should worry about it. You must be allowed to have a family and a full measure of life to take care of yourself and your loved ones. That absolutely means that your health comes first and may not be sacrificed or traded for any reason at all. So listen up. Gym is a compressed version of jogging, hiking, and bicycling. It's all the bad without any of the good that makes things fun. This is helpful when you are bodybuilding, when your fitness is beyond that of an endurance hiker. But the gym is not helpful when you are there to save your life. It's too much, it's too dark, it's too boring, it's too depressing, and there are too many people there with all kinds of noises and perfumes and chit-chat. It is not a good place to begin saving your life. We are walking machines. No engineer has yet invented as graceful of a robot. We are gradually evolved for walking. It is our starting exercise. It is the first thing you do when you finally get off the couch and growl, "That's fucking enough." You walk. You can get your initial legs by walking to the store, walking at the local park, or even at the mall if you like to go around in circles. You can walk at the gym, but be careful of all the coughing people. Too many people are packed in too of a small space, especially right after holidays. Once you have your basic legs, you need to learn about camping and hiking, and the internet is full of hiking and camping videos, and every one of them has a story to tell, and it's so fascinating. They cover every subject, from winter survival, where you're just camping by logs you set on fire, to ultralight hiking, where basically all the things you need for survival are in your back pocket. all the way up to building extravagant underground shelters with all kinds of extras and a little pool. And while you should start with shortest trails first, a picnic basket, narrated books, absolutely a must, and that whole weekend warrior style where you drive out with your sweetheart to a new park and you set up a camp and you start your fire and you start talking like shit-kicking rednecks, you must be aware of the triple crown of hiking, as that is the superhighway towards improving your mind and body. You improve your mind by removing all the stress and listening to all the narrated books, and body by, of course, walking for multiple miles a day. The Triple Crown is the Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail all put together. For many, it is just a daydream, but nonetheless, that kind of multi-year, it usually takes a couple of years, multiple thousands of mile hiking is where our bodies transform in just a few months. Here you walk for 20 miles a day and you never complain because it's always beautiful, it's always interesting, you always want to get to the camp and you always love it. Your down-to-earth, scaled-down version must never ever be squeamish about the distance. Don't just walk a mile. Think about the big hikers and walk multiple miles every day. And work up your strength to carry a day pack and maybe add some wrist and ankle weights. You will put on muscle. But while pushing yourself is what fitness is mostly about, the beauty component, the beautiful vistas, is critical for your weekly returns. That means you should section hike all the trails that you can find, always looking out for the beautiful side of nature. It is the beauty and the changing scenery that will make all the difference. Therefore, this year, don't just go back to the gym. Become a hiker. Learn camping. And maybe consider section hiking the Appalachian Trail. Get into it. Hiking and camping is everything you ever wanted. It is health for your mind and your body.